Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. I'd like to welcome you to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site. That's weather.utexas.edu. It's under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin. I update that along with my TroyKimmelWeather.com weekdays during the morning hours, and these are my audio weather thoughts for the week ahead on this Thursday morning, the 10th day of November, 2022. Well, the humidity, the moisture in place across the area, low-level clouds across the area. Temperatures this morning generally bottomed out in the upper 60s, lower 70s. That's closer to where we should be for daytime highs this time of year. But no fear, we're going to see a big rapid weather change in the area over the next 24-hour period. The low-level moisture continues to stream up from the Gulf. It's always possible we may see a sprinkle in some areas this morning. But for the most part, morning low clouds should give way to a little sunshine and temperatures back to the lower 80s this afternoon. That'll be the last time that happens, though, for a while. Overnight tonight, we'll see the clouds pick up again. And after midnight, as a cold front approaches from the northwest, we'll begin to see a few rain showers develop, especially west of I-35 in the post-midnight hour or so, a few showers developing. And then that cold front's going to come down across the I-35 corridor, I think sometime between 6 and 8 a.m. tomorrow, Friday morning. As it moves through, cooler air begins to move in immediately. That's when we'll see, just before the front moves in, the high temperature for tomorrow, which I expect to be somewhere in the mid or upper 60s across the area. After that, the temperatures will fall. Now, ordinarily, expect a lot of weather maybe along the front, and it's always possible to see a shower or thunderstorm in a boundary as the front moves through. But it's my feeling that because the upper-level low-pressure area associated with this front, a bit of it is going to lag to the west, some of the strongest winds aloft. We're going to see, in an overrunning pattern, best chance of showers and maybe even thunderstorms with lightning in the cooler air once that front passes. So I'd say morning, midday, afternoon into tomorrow night is going to potentially affect high school football as well tomorrow evening. But the good news, by Friday night, at least late after about 8 or 9, is the shower and thunderstorm activity should begin to decrease and move to the east of the Austin area proper. In fact, we'll begin to clear out after midnight, at least partially clear, so that by the time we get to Saturday morning, we're going to see at least a partly cloudy sky across the area. Temperature is going to fall into the 30s. You can see all the details on that in my 7-day forecast on the website. Looks like real nice weather. Unseasonably chilly, though. I think both Saturday and Sunday. Sunday morning probably the coolest of the days coming up, and I do look for a freeze in some of the outlying low-lying areas. By the time we get to late Sunday, though, yet another upper air disturbance is going to come by. It's not going to have time to get us warmer air at the surface, but it will bring warmer, more moist air upriding on top of the cool air at the surface. So clouds pick up, and there's a chance of light rain, I think, late Sunday night into Monday and Monday night. But the good news is, compared to about 24 hours ago, we thought that might hang around for a while, is it should pass pretty quickly. So by the time we get up Tuesday morning, we will clear out. And as that second upper air disturbance passes, guess what? It's going to allow an additional surge of cool air out of the Rockies and the plains to move into Texas. All in all, even though today we're going to be in the lower 80s, that is the end of that for a while. Over the next 7 days, we're mostly going to see highs in the 50s to around 60, overnight lows in the 30s and 40s, a big change to fall-like weather for Austin and South Central Texas. In the tropics, Nicole is centered this morning just kind of to the northeast a bit of Tampa, Florida. It's moving across the peninsula, but beginning to make the shift to the north, being picked up by the westerlies at mid-latitudes. That system will move on through northwestern Florida, back up north of Tampa, and then into south and southwestern Georgia, and then continue moving northeastward along the eastern seaboard. Going to cause a lot of inclement weather up there, a lot of rain. That system, Nicole, senses this cold front coming to Texas. It wants nothing to do with it. And as a result, that's why it's ejecting to the northeast to get out ahead of that cold front. It's not going to be totally successful. By the time it gets into the northeast, it's going to morph into a frontal low along that front, and then that'll move out into the northeastern U.S., the far northeastern U.S., and the eastern parts of Canada. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts on this Thursday, the 10th day of November, 2022. And we will update the website, audio weather thoughts, as well as 7-day forecast on the website. I'll update them again on Friday morning. Hope you have a good Thursday.